Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Turkey's ruling party heads to victory. With 95% of the votes counted, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is ahead in Sunday's parliamentary election.
Bugün kazanan vardır. O da
the Prime Minister declared victory for his party. Four of the 16 parties on the ballot appear poised to win seats in the National Assembly, with the Justice and Development Party, AKP, clinching a narrow majority. The pro-Kurdish HDP, which topped the required 10%, and two other opposition parties, the MHP and CHP, also earned seats in the Assembly. An aviation official says the Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt disintegrated in the air a day after the Metro jet flight disappeared from radar over the Sinai Peninsula with 224 people aboard. Almost all of the passengers on board were Russian tourists returning to St. Petersburg from the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh. Three Ukrainians are also among the dead. Emergency crews have recovered at least 129 bodies in both of the plane's black boxes, which record flight data and pilot communications. A Russian member of the investigation team says fragments of the Airbus A321 are scattered over a large area. Militants claiming affiliation to the Islamic State said they shot down the jet, but aviation and military experts believe the group does not have missiles that could have reached the plane's altitude of 9,100 meters. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Sunday with Uzbekistan's President Islam Karimov. The two held talks in the city of Samarkand on the fringes of a diplomatic gathering of his five Central Asian counterparts. The meetings are aimed at reassuring them of American engagement in the region. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan's parliamentary elections Sunday were boycotted by the mainstream opposition and widely expected to cement strongman President Ilham Aliyev's grip on power. The opposition and international rights groups have questioned the vote's legitimacy, accusing the government of jailing political opponents on trumped-up charges and limiting parties' ability to campaign. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for a deadly attack on a hotel in Mogadishu Sunday, leaving at least 12 people dead. Among those killed were the owner of the hotel, a military commander, and two lawmakers. Authorities say the militants set off a car bomb at the entrance of the Sahafi Hotel in Somalia's capital. Following the blast, gunmen stormed the hotel. Somali Security Minister Abdirizak Omar Mohamed told VOA the attackers, all of whom were killed by security forces, were wearing Burundian military uniforms, which he says they may have obtained during al-Shabaab's deadly attack on a Burundian military base in Ligo in June this year. The Democratic Republic of Congo's information minister is denying a report that one of his colleagues at DRC elections scheduled for next year will have to be delayed for up to 4 years. Nick Long reports.
Saturday, the Reuters news agency quoted ruling coalition spokesman Andre Ala Atundu as saying a national census would need to be carried out and voter rolls revised to ensure the credibility of a vote, so people need to allow 2 to 4 years for elections to be organised. But in a text message Sunday, Information Minister Lambert Mende told VOA the report is false. He asked where and when Atundu had made this statement. He suggested it had been circulated by pranksters on social media. A Reuters reporter told VOA he had been present with a number of other journalists when Atundu made the statement. Nick Long, Goma.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter called on North Korea to end its nuclear weapons program. Secretary Carter visited the demilitarized zone Sunday, the area at the border of the two Koreas.
Not only the United States and South Korea, but also China and Japan and Russia and the so-called six-party talks to call for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Secretary Carter said it is important for the United States and South Korea to maintain a strong alliance. Fred Thompson, the former U.S. senator who also acted in films and on television, has died. He was 73. Fred Thompson died Sunday from a recurrence of lymphoma. He served as a U.S. senator from the southern state of Tennessee from 1994 to 2003. Thompson ran for president during the 2008 election before dropping out. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.